commercial ocean energy harvesting systems do not exist today. Many efforts are underway around the world, but there is no unifying infrastructure in the United States or abroad to support wider technology development. Florida Atlantic University's Howard Hansen describes new projects in the Center for Ocean Engineering Technology.
What are good ways to get energy out of the ocean, in particular out of the Gulf Stream, since it's just offshore of the east coast of Florida? Something that's been around for 30 or 40 years under the name of OTEC, Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion, and that uses the temperature difference between the warm tropical surface water and the colder deep water to drive a Rankine cycle, a cycle in which you evaporate something, create pressure, drive a turbine, then condense it at the colder temperature. That's exactly the way that steam power plants work. They use water as the working fluid. The dominant one in OTEC has been ammonia.
Hansen describes one of the center's proposed methods for energy generation.
We have the Gulf Stream offshore of South Florida, which is right next to a big electrical load center, so we can take the power to shore and make good use of it. All of the oceans have current systems such as the Gulf Stream, but they don't all have load centers. Well, if you generate power in some of those other current systems, you can use it for other things such as hydrogen production, desalination for potable water. So these are ancillary kind of research activities that attach on to our interests. We have a number of areas that are pretty basic research that are germane to what we're all about. Economics and policy issues in particular, data management and visualization is a big one because we're going to have huge amounts of data to deal with.
At the Center for Ocean Energy Technology, they will use an open ocean laboratory to test the potential for utilizing the power of local ocean currents and electricity generation.
What we're trying to do is, through the Open Ocean Energy Laboratory, to help the industry move ahead, mature research, advance the technology. This is a picture of our kind of homemade turbine system. The scale of this rotor is about 10 feet in diameter, just to give you an idea. And it gets picked up and lowered into the water, and then the current turns the rotor, and there's a generator in this pod here and makes electricity. And we have a number of areas that we're working on simultaneously. We're trying to develop a public knowledge base because as this gets publicity, people get very interested in it for a variety of reasons, one of which are the environmental considerations.
Hansen outlines the possible environmental impacts and also the challenges of researching the viability of ocean turbines that have not yet been anticipated.
The biggest commercial system that I've seen designed for is about a megawatt. So if we're going to get a significant amount of power out of the Gulf Stream, there are going to have to be thousands of these devices out there. Lots of wakes, lots of influences on each other. That isn't understood yet. They all have to be anchored somehow against the current, so that's going to involve stuff on the bottom, the substrates and sediment transport as sediment gets picked up and moved around. Habitats are going to be changed, maybe for the better, because if there's an anchor down there, things will start growing on it. Well, these anchors might turn into artificial coral reefs.
The Center for Ocean Energy Technology maintains that harnessing ocean energy would have a significant economic impact for Florida, creating a new industry and over 26,500 new Florida-based jobs. For WNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.